Jerry found himself sprawled on his sofa, the crumbs of his third cereal bowl clinging to his shirt like medals of inactivity. The TV played loud, and a blur of daytime ads selling dreams he had no intention of buying. Enter his friend Greg, a self-made enthusiast of all things productive. His eyes narrowed as he surveyed the scene. "You lazy fool," Greg said. His voice was of mixed disbelief, as he had just discovered a new species of lazy. "Jerry, what's wrong with you? This place is a mess." Greg said, "You should look at an ant and watch it closely. Let it teach you something." And Jerry, unfazed, lifted an eyebrow. "And why do I do that?" he asked, his voice of mixed amusement and deep-seated desire to return to his nap. "Because no one has to tell an ant what to do," shouted back Jerry. "All summer it stores up food. At harvest it stockpiles provision. It's a marvel of nature's ethic." Greg continued to lecture, pacing the room like a general before battle. Jerry listened while eyeing a lone ant navigating the wilderness of his messy coffee table. It seemed to march with purpose. "So how long are you going to laze around doing nothing? How long before you get out of bed? I thought you were looking for a new job." Greg's questions flew like darts, each one puncturing the bubble of Jerry's apathy. Jerry was still focusing and slightly intrigued by the ant's unwavering determination as he grumbled, "All right, all right, I get your point. But what's so bad about enjoying a little rest?" Greg, seizing the moment like a prosecutor, delivered the closing argument, leaned in and said, "Just this. You can look forward to a dirt poor life. Poverty will be your permanent house guest." The words hung in the air as Jerry glanced again at the ant, now triumphantly hoisting a crumb three times its size. Then a spark ignited within Jerry and respect for the ant. With a sigh, Jerry rose from the couch, a motion that felt as foreign as it did necessary. "All right, Greg, you win. I'll start cleaning this mess up." Greg smiled, clapping Jerry on the back with an enthusiasm of a coach whose pep talk just won the game. "That's the spirit, and who knows, maybe you'll find your inner ant along the way." As Jerry finally rose to clean this house, he couldn't help but to laugh at it all. He thought of being inspired by the ant and a complaining friend. And somewhere it seemed that even the ants were cheering him on. How do you expect to live a successful or achieve any goals if you're not going to put forth the work to get it done? Be like the ant who, without a leader, still leads themselves. Thank you for listening. I'm Chris Fantastic Powell. Make it happen.